Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninian M. Hang Singh. The Lok Sabha has passed the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws and it has provisions to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Replying to a debate on the bill, Home Minister Amit Shah said, "The bill holds significance for strengthening national security, ensuring global standards of Indian universities and building foundations for research and development and manufacturing, among others." The Home Minister said, "India has a long history of welcoming and protecting immigrants and it has been a sanctuary, even for the world's smallest minorities, offering them a place to live with dignity."
हम तो जियो कल्चर देश है, भू सांस्कृतिक देश, हम जियो पॉलिटिकल देश नहीं। हमारी सीमाएं हमारी संस्कृति ने बनाई है और कई देशों तक इसको विस्तृत करने का काम हमारे पुरखों ने किया और भारत का शरणार्थियों के प्रति एक इतिहास रहा। पर्सिया से आक्रांताओं ने भगा दिया, पारसी दुनिया में कहीं नहीं गए, भारत में आए और आज सुरक्षित रहे। दुनिया की सबसे माइक्रो माइनॉरिटी अगर कोई विश्व में सम्मान के साथ रहती है कोई देश में, तो मेरे भारत में रहती है।
Mr. Shah said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government has continued to provide refuge to communities from neighboring countries. The parliamentary approval for the Union Budget 2025-26 was completed yesterday, with the Rajya Sabha returning the Finance Bill 2025 and the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2025 to the Lok Sabha after discussion. With this, the budgetary exercise for 2025-26 has been completed. The Lok Sabha cleared the Finance Bill 2025 on Tuesday. Replying to the discussion in the House on the Finance Bill 2025 and the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2025, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "The purpose of the Finance Bill 2025 is to bring tax certainty, promote ease of business and honour the Indian taxpayers." She said, "The new income tax slabs have brought in simplification.
We respect the Indian taxpayer and that's where we moved towards giving 12 lakh as the number till which no one will have to pay any tax. Of course, if you're earning up to 12 lakhs, you don't pay anything. If you earn more than that, there is a simplified, the rates have also been brought down and the slabs have also been made to smoothly move from one to another without huge jumps. Absolute simplification."
The Public Health Engineering Department, Kohima Rural Division, yesterday inaugurated a plastic waste management unit at Chunlikha Village, Zaminyu. Inaugurating the unit, Additional Deputy Commissioner of Zaminyu, Kikum Sangla Jamir, emphasized the urgent need for environmental responsibility, stating that the environment is facing severe destruction and that immediate action is needed to protect it for future generations. She also urged the village council, Watsan committees, GBs and other stakeholders to actively participate in waste reduction efforts by adopting sustainable behavioural changes. Ms. Jamir encouraged village leaders to take ownership of government assets installed in their villages and across the block to ensure their proper maintenance and longevity. The Ministry of Women and Child Development has invited applications for the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar. Applicants can apply through the National Awards Portal from 1st April. In a statement, the ministry said that any child who is an Indian citizen residing in India, aged 5 years and not exceeding 18 years, as of 31st July 2025, is eligible for these awards. The ministry organizes the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar every year to honour exceptional children for achievements in bravery, sports, social service, science and technology, environment, arts and culture. The last date to apply online is 31st July. The Khelo India Para Games 2025 concluded yesterday at JLN Stadium, New Delhi, marking the culmination of an inspiring and action-packed sporting event. Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Nikhil Kharse, presided over the ceremony. We have a report from our Delhi correspondent.
A total of 18 national records were set in second edition of the Khelo India Para Games, including 14 in athletics and 4 in powerlifting. More than 550 para athletes won medals at the event. In the overall medal tally, Haryana led with 34 gold, 39 silver and 31 bronze medals. Tamil Nadu secured second place with 28 gold, 19 silver and 27 bronze medals, while Uttar Pradesh finished third with 23 gold, 21 silver and 20 bronze medals. Abhishek Kapil, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The 15th Nagaland Wrestling Association NWA Open Championship is all set to be held today at Kohima Local Ground, marking a historic moment with the debut of the first Women's Open Naga Wrestling Championship. A total of 129 wrestlers, 100 men and 29 women from 10 Naga tribes will compete for a prize pool of 9.9 lakh rupees. The championship will see the participation of defending champion Venuzor Doho alongside other strong contenders such as Kejaselu Pinu, Kejavizo Thevo, Vemele Thingo and Huluyi Divadio among others. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.